Today's reading begins in Psalm 94, verse 1. Psalm 94, verse 1. O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth! Rise up, O Judge of the earth, repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner and murder the fatherless, and they say, The Lord does not see, the God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nation, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of a man, that they are but a breath. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people. He will not abandon his heritage. For justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, They are a people who go astray in their heart and have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, They shall not enter my rest. Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness, tremble before him all the earth. Say among the nations, The Lord reigns. Yes, the Lord world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples in his faithfulness. Psalm 94 is a lament psalm intended for a group setting. We do not know the author. And it calls for God's retribution against the oppressors of his people, requesting for the Lord to take vengeance on the proud, describing these wicked oppressors who are part of God's own people but exploit their fellow brethren. The psalmist expresses an outrage, criticizing the belief of the oppressors that they will escape God's judgment. The psalmist extols the discipline of the Lord and asserts that God will bring justice. He expresses confidence that God knows about the evil of the wicked and that he will bring that justice. Psalm 95 is a psalm of praise. Again, we do not know the author. It praises God in that position of being a great king above all gods, as we see there in verse 3. It is a call to worship as well as a historical reflection on the rebellion of those people in the wilderness. The psalmist praises God for him being the sovereign king over all creation. He encourages his brethren to worship the Lord because they are his people. And then he admonishes the audience to remain responsive to God, warning them not to rebel as those Israelites did in the wilderness. Psalm 96, another psalm that we do not know the author. However, it is another psalm that puts God in that position of being on his throne or being a king. He calls upon all of the earth to declare the excellence of God, encouraging his brethren to tell the surrounding nations, yes, the entire world, of how great God is, drawing them to worship the true God. He concludes with this picture of if they would listen, then the entire creation would be glad and praise God. Think on these things, and thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.